A lot of them will be sinners. So this was the last ayah. Now we move on to today's ayah. And today's ayah is ayah number 111. Surah Ali Imran. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazi nastafa amma ba'da. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن يضركم إلا أذن وإن يقاتلوكم يولوكم الأدبار ثم لا ينصرون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم لن يضركم And they will not be able to cause any harm to you. Illa azan, except for a little bit of hurt. Wa in yuqatilukum, and if you fight them, if they fight you, yuwallukum, they will turn their backs on you. يُوَلُّوكُمْ الْأَدْبَارَ They will turn their backs on you. ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ And they will not be helped. Now, in the last ayah, Allah is talking about the people of the book. That if they had brought iman, it is better for them. In this ayah, Allah talks about them more. And Allah Ta'ala says that they will not be able to cause any harm to you. لَنْ يَزُرُّكُمْ That these people of the book, these kuffar, they will not be able to harm you at all. Illa azan, except for a little bit harm. Now, this ayah, it means that they will not, the kuffar or the people of the book, they will not be able to harm the Muslims at all, except for a little bit. Question arises, does this ayah mean that whatever Muslims do, however Muslims do, if they fight with the non-Muslims, the Muslim will always come out successful? Is that what it is? And the ulama, the scholars have said that this is not true. This ayah actually means that if you fight them for justice, if you fight them because they are oppressing you, if you fight them because they are being unjust, if all these things are there, then when you fight them, then Allah's help is going to descend on you and they will not be able to cause any harm for you. But if you are being if you are being unjust, and if you are doing oppression on them, if you are doing any of these things, then obviously this ayah does not hold for you. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, the Prophet said, مَنْ يَزُرُّ يَزُرُّ اللَّهِ That the one who causes harms to others, Allah will cause harm to him. Now, there is no specification whether a Muslim is doing to the non-Muslim or a non-Muslim is doing to the Muslim. If you are unjustly causing harm to others, then Allah will cause harm to you. And مَنْ يَشَقُّ شَقُّ Allah. And if you put somebody in difficulty, then Allah is going to put you into difficulty. So that means, it is not that this ayah gives you a license that now whatever you do to the non-Muslims, they will not be helped, and you will be only helped, and that they will not be able to do anything to you, and they will not be able to give any harm to you. This is not how it is. There should be rules of justice. So if you are following the rules of justice, then Allah's help is going to descend and they will not be able to harm you at all. So the Prophet ﷺ you know, was treated unjustly by the Quraysh of Makkah for 13 years. They would persecute. They would cut off food supplies. They would, you know, cut off relations. And they did all sorts of things. They tried to kill the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there were all of these things. And why were they doing this? Because they did not like him, that he was against these false gods. And he was proclaiming that one God. So they did not like this and they were being unjust. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped. So when they had had a fight with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he left for Madinatul Munawwara, and they had put, you know, the you know, some animal skins and all these things on the head of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was in sajda, and they were trying, you know, he could not put his bring his head up, and then Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu came and tried to help the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had a fight with Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu. And both were in such situation that when the daughters came and saw them, they were crying that what happened to our fathers. And the Messenger ﷺ said that, don't worry, my child. There will be a day when in each and every house of all of Arab, the message that I have brought will go into each and every house, and they will all be following the commands of Allah. And this happened. All of Arab became Muslim, and even outside of Arab, people became Muslim. All of the subcontinent is Muslim, all of Indonesia, Malaysia, and there's Muslims in every part of the world. So when you are being treated unjustly, then the kuffar will not be helped. But if you are being unjust, then that does not mean that now because of this ayah you have the license to be oppressive to anyone that you want. In the same way, when the Prophet ﷺ decided that now he cannot live in Makkatul Mukarramah, and these kuffar, they're treating the Muslims in such a way that the Prophet ﷺ decided, and Allah Ta'ala put in his heart that now he should move to Madinatul Munawwara. The Prophet ﷺ decided that I should actually, before I go, because the Prophet ﷺ had this love for the house of Allah, that before I go, I should go inside the Kaaba and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went there. And Usman was the key bearer, the person who had the keys to the door of the Baytullah. And the Prophet ﷺ asked him, requested him, that Usman, this is one last time, I would like to go inside of the house of Allah and worship Allah. And because he was in a position of authority, he said, no, I cannot allow you to go inside. At that point, the Prophet ﷺ said that, Usman, you know, there will come a time that you will be in a position that I am in now, and I will be in this position that you are in now. And he smiled and he scorned, and he said, if that is the case, then the Quraysh will be disgraced. If you will have the keys and I will not have the keys, and you will be standing in my place, that means Quraysh will be disgraced. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, Quraysh will not be disgraced, but Allah is going to help me. This was his confidence. Why? Because he was not treating anyone unjustly. He was fighting against oppression. He was fighting against idolatry. And Allahu Akbar, on the day when the Prophet ﷺ came inside of Makkatul Mukarramah as the Fatih of Makkah, then the key was given to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went inside. But then the ayahs were revealed. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tuwaddul amanati ila ahliha. That Allah Ta'ala commands you to give the amanat to the one who is you know more who deserves it more. So when this ayah was revealed inside of the Baytullah, then the Prophet ﷺ came outside and told Usman that, Usman, look, I have the keys now. But Allah has ordered me that these keys should be returned to you, so I give it back to you. And I will not do what you did to me. These keys are yours, and they will run in your family till the morning of the day of Qiyamah. So when you are not being injustice, when you are fighting for justice, when you're fighting against oppression, when you're fighting against what is wrong, then this ayah holds true. لَنْ يَزُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا And they will not be able to cause any harm to you except a little. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ يُقَاتِلُكُمْ And when they will fight you, يُوَلُّكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ They will turn their backs, they will run away, they will be frightened. But this will happen when you are standing firm on the truth, when you are fighting for justice. And if that is not the case, when you are fighting for yourself, or when you are fighting for injustice, or when you are being the oppressor, then Allah's help will not descend. So again, the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever gives loss to others, Allah will give loss to him. And it does not specify whether it is a Muslim or non-Muslim. So, and this ayah is actually a very, very tranquility, an ayah of tranquility for every one of us who read the Quran. That no matter how bad somebody treats you, or how unjust somebody is to you, or no matter how much oppression somebody is doing to you, Allah is watching. Allah will find ways of oppressing that person. So one does not have to be very, very angry, or one does not have to come in this mode where he destroys everything. Sometimes it happens that people are being oppressive, they're being unjust, they're being unjust to you. If that is the case, one should show belief in Allah and belief in these ayahs of the Quran and the hadith that Allah is going to take care of them. And this has happened many, many times. And the Prophet ﷺ used to teach his Sahaba that this is the case. If somebody is treating you unjustly, just do sabr, be patient. So once the Prophet ﷺ was sitting with Sahaba, his companions, Abu Bakr was also there. A man came from outside, another Sahabi. And he said, O Prophet of Allah, I have a complaint against Abu Bakr. And he started saying things about Abu Bakr to the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he kept on saying these things. And some of them were, you know, completely false. And Abu Bakr was also listening. And he saw that the Messenger was listening very, very carefully. And some of the things Abu Bakr thought were wrong. So when he went on and on and on and kept on saying things about Abu Bakr, and when he saw that the Messenger gave a lot of time to this man and kept on listening to what he was saying, finally Abu Bakr said, O Messenger of Allah, well, let me tell you what I have to say. This is not right. This is not how things happened. I will tell you that, you know, this man is, you know, not telling the truth. So as soon as he said this, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up from his, you know, from his position and left. And while the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leaving, Abu Bakr sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Messenger of Allah, you know, he was saying all these things about me and you listened to him. Now I am defending my position. What about me? Are you not going to listen to what I have to say? And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Bakr, when he was talking against you, the angel, one of the angels descended and he was defending you and he was giving answers to all the things that this man was saying against you. But now when you started defending yourself and when you started saying things by your own self, then this angel left. Now because he has left, I think I should also leave. So I am also leaving. Now, from this whole incident, we learned this thing that the Messenger ﷺ was teaching his companions that if people do zulm on you, if they oppress you, if they're being unjust to you, one has to be patient. And one has to put his confidence in Allah and confidence in the words of Allah that if somebody is being unjust to you, then you don't have to every time take action. Let Allah take action also. So this is patience that we all have to learn. And this is what the Messenger ﷺ used to teach his Sahaba. And what we do is, in a small conflict, if you don't like something that others have said, now you become very angry. And you show that you have a lot of power. And you can actually, you know, you can actually kill that other person. Or you can destroy or cause loss to other person. Now sometimes in doing that, you give that person more harm than the harm that he has given you. And in the eyes of Allah, he becomes beloved, and you become a person who's away from Allah. So it is better to become mazloom, the oppressed, as opposed to becoming the oppressor. And one has to learn to digest, you know, oppression from others, injustice from others, and do sabr and let Allah take course. And what we do is we take things in our hand as if Allah is not managing these things. And this is what iman is. And the mu'min, the true mu'min, is going to step back and let Allah take action as opposed to taking action himself. And this is what the Messenger is teaching us with this hadith. That if somebody causes loss to you, don't take action immediately. Allah is going to take care of it. In one hadith, the Messenger said, if somebody does zulm to another person, and that person does sabr and doesn't retaliate, the Messenger says, I swear upon Allah that the one who showed patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to increase his grace and his izzah in the eyes of other people. And sometimes all our belief in Allah and in the Quran is on one side, and we take everything in our hands and we try to kill the other person. How dare he do this? And we do this to our closest of family members. The brother is fighting against the brother, and the sister is fighting with the brother. And the young children, sometimes they do this to their parents, that how dare she scold at me? I am going to not eat today. And I'm not going to come back home today. And we do these things. And sometimes we do this to our wives. And the wives do this to the husband. And the Messenger ﷺ has taught us the way of sabr. That is why the Prophet ﷺ said that if somebody does sabr on something that his wife does, and he does sabr on things that he did not like, then Allah gives him the reward of the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. And the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was tremendous. We all know the story of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar, he lost 14 children. 14 children died in front of his eyes. Just imagine the amount of sabr he had to go through. Then this man had a lot of business and a lot of wealth. All of that wealth left him, and he did sabr. Just imagine how much reward he would have got. And then he became sick, and for 7 years, he just kept, you know, he was just lying on the floor, doing nothing, and the wife of the messenger would work and earn money and feed the husband. So this rich man, who was also the messenger of Allah, became a poor man who was completely sick. So he did a lot of sabr. And the Messenger ﷺ said that if a Muslim does sabr on things that his wife does that he did not like, Allah gives him the reward of Ayyub ﷺ. And the same thing Allah tells the wives, that if a woman, she does sabr on things that the husband did, and she does sabr just for the sake of Allah on those things that she did not like, Allah will give her the reward of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. So the main message of Allah and His Messenger is that one should not respond hastily to things that we do not like, because we don't control the world, it is Allah that controls the world. Now when we take things in our hands, We are telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we control the world, na'uzu billah. And this is what the Prophet taught Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu. Oh Abu Bakr, why did you answer? An angel was answering from your side. So when the angel left, now I am also leaving. So this was, the Prophet showed his not liking for this action that Abu Bakr took. You know, you should leave things in the hands of Allah and be patient. So not every question or not everything that happens to you should be answered back. Being quiet is also an answer. So this is again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, لَنْ يَذُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذًا. If you are on the justice, if you are just, if you are not oppressing others, if you are fighting for the right path, then they will not be able to harm you. That is why Muslims, they were not such people who would cause harms to non-Muslims. Just because they have seen this ayah that, oh, now I can do whatever I want because Allah has told me that they will not be able to harm you. No. This means that if you are just, then they will not be able to harm you. Otherwise, historically, Muslims have been very, very soft towards non-Muslims. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, was a very big sheikh of his time, a very big scholar of his time. And a Jewish person used to live right next to him. So the Jewish sold his house. And when he sold his house, the price that he charged was twice the price of all those houses in the area. So people told him, oh, what is this? You know, if the price was, let's say, 100,000 dirhams, he was selling the house was for 200,000 dirhams. So people asked him, then why are you selling this house at twice the price? Similar houses in the same area are being sold for half the price. And he said, yes, I know that I'm selling it for twice the price. And the first 100,000 is the price of the house. The second 100,000 dirhams is because Abdullah ibn Mubarak lives right next to me. Because he's so beneficial to me that if I charge even 100,000 dirhams, I'm still not charging more. The amount of benefit that I derive from this Muslim man. So that means historically, Muslim scholars and Muslims have not been harsh on non-Muslims. Especially if they were your neighbors or if they lived in your area. Muslims have always had good relations with non-Muslims and they've not been unjust. Yes, when the fight comes, it is for justice and it is for oppression that non-Muslims do. That's when Allah's help also descends when you fight them. So nobody should take this ayah as a license to do anything to non-Muslims. In fact, what this ayah means, that when you are being oppressed and then when you defend yourself, and Allah's help is going to descend. لَنْ يَذُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذًا. That they will not be able to give you any loss except for a little bit of harm. وَإِن يُقَاتِلُكُمْ. And if they fight you, يُوَلُّكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ. They will be so frightened that they will turn their backs. ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. And then they will not be helped. One last thing I will mention here, and then inshallah we'll end today's class. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us this, that even if non-Muslims had caused us loss and they have caused oppression and they have been unjust towards you, even after that, if they are in a position where you can actually treat them the same way, it is better to treat them nicely. So when the Prophet ﷺ came to Makkatul Mukarramah as the Fatih of Makkah, right? The person who has conquered Makkatul Mukarramah, when he came, now the Kuffar, the Quraysh, they were very, very scared. Why? Because they had had done so much oppression. They killed this beloved uncle of the messenger, Hamza radiallahu anhu. And not only they killed him, they actually dissected the whole body. And there was this kafira aurat, this kafira woman. She actually ate from parts of his body. And look at this messenger of Allah. He forgave all of them. He said, whoever is going to enter into the Baytullah, he has aman. He has, you know, a message of peace from me. Whoever is going to enter in his own house, message of peace for me. We will not do anything to that person. And then not only that, one of their leaders was Abu Sufyan. And Abu Sufyan was one of the relatives of the messenger. He said, whoever is going to enter into Abu Sufyan's house, he also has a message of peace from us. Allahu Akbar. And these were the people who were planning to kill the messenger, who had killed so many of the messenger's relatives and uncles. And these were the people who pushed the daughter of the messenger from the back of the camel when she was pregnant. And the child was lost. And the messenger was being very benevolent. He was being very kind to them. Why? Because this is what the belief in Allah is. That is why Allah Ta'ala says that Allah's mercy descends on softness. So when you're harsh, Allah's mercy is also away from you. So if somebody has done something which you think is wrong and it is oppressive, if you take the course of sabr, and if you take the course of let Allah take action, if you take the course of forgiveness, Allahu Akbar. That's when Allah Ta'ala makes you a person who's close to you. Now, I've already said one last thing, right? But I'm going to say one more last thing. One ayah of the Quran, inshallah, then we'll finish up, inshallah. If somebody does anything to you that causes you to be very angry, then you're in a state of anger. If you control your anger, Allah has promised you something in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْقَازِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ, those who actually control their anger. وَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive other people, even though they have been unjust. So, وَالْقَازِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ, those who control their anger and who forgive others. وَالْقَازِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ وَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves these good doers. Now, these good doers are who? Who have controlled their anger and who have forgiven others. So Allah has promised that Allah is going to love these people. They will gain the closeness, special closeness of Allah. Now, this special closeness of Allah is not an easy job. Those people who are the awliya, the friends of Allah, you ask them how much they have put in effort to gain this closeness. And Allah offers this closeness to each and everyone who shows sabr. So that means in the eyes of Allah, the best one is the one who shows restraint and sabr and forgiveness. And this is how you become, you know, you become big in the eyes of Allah. Everyone loves people who are forgiving and who are controlling themselves. And those people who don't like to forgive others, and they always want to teach others a lesson, then these people are never good in the eyes of Allah. They're never good in the eyes of other people. And they themselves are not happy with themselves. So it is a very good deal, actually. But the only thing is, one has to control his jazbat, his emotions at that one time. So we make dua to Allah, that make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us do amal on all these ayahs of the Quran. Not only may Allah give us the tawfiq to read the Quran and come to this class, but Allah also give us the tawfiq to do amal on the message of the Quran. And I will do the translation one more time. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن يضركم إلا أذن, and they will not be able to cause you any loss except for a little bit. وإن يقاتلوكم, and if they fight you, يولوكم الأدبار, and they will turn their backs towards, they will turn their backs, ثم لا ينصرون, and then they will not be helped. So we'll stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.